su www.banderadio.info.
Hello, we are here with
Rémi.
Rémi, yeah. Rémi, nice to meet you and thank you to be here. And you come from Marseille.
Yes.
In south of France.
Yes, southeast of France. Marseille, it's a big port, so it's a multi-ethnic city like Palermo, and we had a lot of immigrants since more than one. First was Italian coming at the beginning of the last century, and then after the broken of the fall of the French colony, many Arabic people and African people came. So now it's a mix of culture, also Armenians, a lot of different countries are represented in Marseille. But now the new wave of migrants are Roma people. Pointing at some people which are not supposed to be good, but this is not, I mean, of course it's not true. And the problem with Roma people, the gypsies, in France is that here in Italy, I don't know how much you have, but since I think 2002, Romania and Bulgaria are in European Union.
Yeah.
So gypsies from Romania are citizens of Europe and they can come in France.
Legally.
Yeah, they came legally in France, but the point is that they can live in France, but they cannot work.
Because the
this is the European law, like they have the right to travel into Europe and to live in any country, but this is the policy of our president Sarkozy. You basically know it, I think, and they use this. I mean, he is going to the right wing more and more, and it's I will say that he needs. With this period of crisis, you need a scapegoat, someone that you point on it. You know, like we have this problem because of these people, and you don't face the real problem. It's because of the too much immigrants and the Roma people and so on. The citizen of Romania and Bulgaria will be allowed to work in France in few years when the economy of Bulgaria will be at one point on something. So they make this agreement with Romania government.
Yeah.
So I think till 2 years, they will still come, but they will not be allowed to work. So this is the. This is nonsense. The point is that he said you can come.
Yeah.
And we don't want to integrate you. But I mean, you have to integrate, you know, you have to be integrated, but we don't want you to integrate. You cannot work. The main thing that they are living is from begging, and they also, you can see a lot of them looking in the garbage, you know.
Yeah.
Everywhere, they are sometimes all the family with two or three kids looking for food garbage. Now in Marseille, in 2013, will be the cultural capital of Europe. You know, it will be for 1 year many cultural things.
Yeah, yeah.
So what they are trying to do is to clean the city, you know. Now they also Sarkozy put a lot of policemen in Marseille, and now they made a new law, but it's forbidden to beg in the streets.
Your experience with the cooperation, you had a voluntary program?
I've been volunteering for 1 year in Croatia, in Split, Spalato. In Italian. So I stayed there for 1 year, and I was working in an organization who helps the toxicoman, drugs addict from heroin, because also Split is also big. At the time of Yugoslavia, it was the biggest port of Yugoslavia, and during the war they used this a lot of heroin for young people and so on. So in Split they have this big problem with heroin, and I worked there for 1 year. Sometimes make some action in the streets, about AIDS and harm reducing, but the main action is to stay, to be in the place in the center and to receive Toxicoman, and they can come here, they can come to this place and exchange their material, you know, use material
see,
and have
see, see, the cleaner one.
Clean one, and also they can have a psychological help.
Assistance,
if they want to speak and so on. And also we have this program of rehabilitation. But they can come and sign. Actually, in Croatia, they have also they don't have a rehabilitation program, so most of the toxicomans in Split, they had to come to Italia or even sometimes to Spain for 1 month.
To a program of
rehabilitation.
Ascolta ci su www.bandelario.info.